You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who loves to watch true crime, but only if it's shoplifting, Pete Chwaba.
Is it just me? Am I on an island there? Love a good shoplifting caper. That's how you do it. Hey, welcome to Nightlight, everybody. It is Monday, finally, after an excruciatingly long weekend that was filled with joy and relatives and food and football and movies and all kinds of fun stuff. Great to have you with me. Great to be back behind the mic talking about the things in life that we love here at Nightlight, which we do every night now from 5 to 8 p.m. Riding in the producer's seat tonight is still not Conrad Krieger, but the wonderfully talented and awesome dude, Aaron Zomers. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Pete. Hey, you know, sometimes Conrad just spends a little extra time in Florida, and that's okay, you know?
Listen, I don't blame him. He missed a big snowfall here. That's the whole reason you go to Florida, right?
Yeah, that's why they have snowbirds.
Exactly. Did you get snow where you are?
I did. There was snow here in Madison. It depends exactly where you are, but there was like 11 inches in some places. Oh my God. Then I also spent some time in Manitowoc with my family, and we got quite a bit there as well. I think like 8.5, maybe.
We didn't do too bad. We got about, Marinette is in a weird pocket right now, and that's where I am tonight doing the show from home. We're like 4 to 5 degrees warmer than Madison and Milwaukee, it seems like lately, and we've gotten less snow. I don't know if we're eventually Marinette might be the new Florida. I don't know. I'm not saying that. I'm not making that guesstimation, but we have not been hit too hard. It was like 3 or 4 inches, pretty easy to shovel. And I do shovel my own walks. I'm not a prima donna. I don't know about you guys, and I'm not judging anybody. Do you shovel, Zomers?
Here in Madison, we have to shovel our own, my roommates and I, we have to shovel our own driveway and walkway up to the door, okay. But it's a small driveway and a small walkway. Since it's an apartment, the rest is all taken care of for us.
See, that's why apartment living is so great. I mean, I own a house. I love my house, but I honestly, when I was your age, I never thought I would own a house and I had no desire to. I was like, I like being able to call someone when something breaks because I'll just make it worse if I try to fix it. I don't love doing yard work. I do it now because I have to, and I have a guy that helps me out from time to time, but yeah, I don't know. Savor your apartment days, Aaron. That's what I'm
saying.
Rejoice.
Absolutely. There are some things it's nice to be able to do yourself. Like if something's not working and you know exactly what's wrong, like, the flusher in the toilet is broken, but it's this piece that would take me 3 seconds to repair, but I can't because if I do and I somehow mess it up, I'm in a lot of trouble.
Right.
So I have to wait for someone else to come fix it.
That's how I was too. I had a landlord in Chicago who was very much like that. Like anything I told him was broken, he would ask me what I did, like put it on me. Like it was getting to the point where it's like, hey, my faucet's broken. Did you turn the water on? I'll go, yeah. He goes, ah, see, there you go. I'm like, wait a minute. Like I thought this is what I'm paying for, but I don't mind renting. Renting is not terrible. I get why people buy. I'm glad I bought. I'm addicted to my house now, but especially when it snows or you got yard work or a storm, it's very stressful. But either way, great to have you with me tonight, wherever you're joining us from in Wisconsin, across our beautiful snowy state. Here's the problem, Aaron, is you got 11 inches in Madison. You might not see grass until May. That's the problem with an early snowfall. And I don't know if, you know, Thanksgiving is considered an early snowfall, but I think we avoided this kind of stuff the last few years, this early on anyway.
Yeah, it's been very weird. You know, a lot of older people, I don't necessarily even mean older, just older than I am. I am 27 tomorrow. But
hey, nice. Oh, it figures your birthday is the day after you finish helping me out here and sitting for Conrad. So we'll still give you a shout out, though.
Well, thank you. But people who are older than I am say they really see the effects of climate change, but I mean, I do too. I remember being a kid and having tons of snow days in December and always having a white Christmas with tons of snow. And then the last few years, it just really has not been that. It's been like, oh, it's Christmas and I can just stand outside in a t-shirt.
I don't mind that. I know I have so many friends that snowmobile and ice fish, and just due to the area that I live in, that's a big activity around here, our winter sports. And I feel kind of bad when they don't get to do it, but I don't mind soaking up some rays in December either. So, all right, we got a lot to get to. This is a big show. I don't know if you're aware of this, Aaron. We talked about it a little bit before the show started, but it is, tomorrow is Giving Tuesday. Did you know that?
It is. I did.
That's
know
exciting.
That.
This is a global movement, Giving Tuesday, folks, and you can help us lift up your community by giving tomorrow. That's December 2nd. Civic Media believes this day is special and impactful and essential because it is. Our stations across the state will be highlighting and raising money for local organizations that make a real difference. And if you can give something or feel like being charitable before we get too much closer to Christmas and you've got to spend Christmas money, it would be outstanding. Just be listening tomorrow and learn how you can support your community on Giving Tuesday. We will give you the stations. Basically, it's you just go to your local civic media stations websites and you can take it from there. We'll have a list of businesses and all that kind of stuff, but more details on that tomorrow. Also, folks, pardon me, this is an exciting day because it's another multi-state civic media text to win contest. And it starts today and goes through December 12th. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've got, you'll be able to pick a present from our grown-up gift list if you listen at your chance to win our Text to Win contest. And we've got some great prizes, too, as usual. You just need the app to play. That's all you have to do. Most of you probably have it. If you don't have the Civic Media app, I urge you to get it and be part of this really fun contest that we do from time to time here at Civic Media. All you have to do is listen for the keyword. You know the drill. Text it in, and you could win $200 in cash. Plus, get entered for a chance at our grand prizes. A brand new, speaking of snow, snowblower, a stainless steel cookware set, or a portable air conditioner. It will be hot again, folks, and you'll have a chance to use that air conditioner, but still a great prize. All great prizes. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays through December 12th for your chance to win in our multi-state holiday contest. I'm giving you the keyword in just about 3 or 4 minutes here, so stand by if you have your app ready and want to play. Man, I got so much to get to. Zomers, what am I forgetting? Oh, should we do our question of the night? Should we get that out of the way? This is a fun one. Let's do this because I want to talk about what you ate on Thanksgiving. And I don't know if that's a personal question or not, but I do. I'm not afraid to delve into the serious topics here at Nightlight. I had a great Thanksgiving. It's funny to me that National Pi Day is today, December 1st, when most of us probably did our fair share of pie eating in the last few days. So maybe you don't want to think about pie anymore for a while. Maybe you've still got pumpkin on the brain, or maybe you want to do something else. But today is National Pie Day, so that brings us to our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Well, you probably already guessed it, but what is your favorite kind of pie? Let me know, and I will read your text and your thoughts on the radio. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. What is your favorite kind of pie? And I think it's good that we're asking this now because people might be sick of pumpkin, even though it's their favorite, so they might say something else. But either way, you can also text us on the app that I just spoke so glowingly about. Get yourself the Civic Media app. Or if you are watching the radio on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter, you can drop us a stream comment and let us know your favorite kind of pie. Did you know this, Somers? Elon Musk apparently took to X, Twitter, I still call it Twitter, and took a poll on whether or not people want him to change the name back to Twitter.
I do remember that. And it was overwhelming that people wanted him to change it. So he just deleted the poll. Or at least that's what
I remember.
So he wanted
validation for that stupid reboot, rebrand, whatever you want to call it. X makes no sense. He didn't get it. People love Twitter. You tweet. That was the whole point of why it was named Twitter. I guess it was probably Jack Dorsey that came up with that, the original owner. But that is so That's what he, he offered free speech on what we should do. And then he squashed it. So what is your favorite kind of pie, folks? Let me know. I'm going to, you know, do you have one, Zomers? I feel like I should let you go first since you're being such a good sport here.
I feel like my favorite kind of pie has got to be apple. You know, it's just a classic, something that I've always had growing up. I know there are other more interesting, quote unquote, types of pies, but I don't know, just the cinnamon, the apple, add a little bit of ice cream or whipped cream on it, especially ice cream. And I don't know, it's just something special for me.
I love it. And I also, I did have pumpkin pie over Thanksgiving, but it's not my favorite, but I go with it because it tastes like fall. It tastes like Thanksgiving. I'll probably have some at Christmas, but I would have to say my favorite is key lime. I love a good key lime pie, and I really, it's kind of dangerous when I'm around a key lime pie. I feel like Homer Simpson when Marge says, "Now, Homer, don't you eat this pie?" And he says, "Okay," but you know he's going to. That's how I am around key lime. I also like a nice chocolate satin pie. I don't even know if that's considered pie, but very rich, but good stuff. So let us know. Zomer says apple. Nothing wrong with that. You like Dutch apple, Aaron?
I don't know what the difference is.
Dutch apple has like little like crumbles on top that have like cinnamon and streusel maybe or something
like
that.
Instead of like a full top.
Exactly. It makes it even more sweet, but it's delicious. I will say that. All right. It is time, folks, for our text to win. I'm going to give you the keyword here. Tonight's keyword in our text to win, our multi-state text to win contest that goes through December 12th. Our adult grown-up gift list could be, well, part of the items could be yours if you play along. And tonight's keyword is Holly, or I should say this hour's keyword is Holly, H-O-L-L-Y. So text that in on the Civic Media app, very specific, and you can make yourself eligible to win $200 in cash or get entered into a chance at our grand prizes, a brand new snowblower, a stainless steel cookware set, or a portable air conditioner. This hour's keyword is Holly, H-O-L-L-Y. Mr. Zomers, do you have any of those items? You probably don't have a snowblower.
I do not own one, no.
Okay. Do you have a? Do you have an air conditioner?
It's part of the apartment. I am very thankful for it.
You get central air. That's huge. That's a coup. What about a stainless steel cookware set? And if you have one, do you use it?
See, I do, but I've had to throw pieces of it out or donate them because it was a really, really cheap one that I'm not actually convinced was stainless steel.
What do you think? It was like aluminum or tin?
I don't
or
know
something?
What, but it, or at least it was very thin and they wore down pretty quickly. And I don't know, this one I've heard really good things about. I remember internally when talking about the contest, people were like, this cookware set is one to get excited about.
And I knew so that I wish too I could because participate. Yeah, because people that are actually, that are cooks or make food know that. See, it sounds like you bought a bendable steel set, and that is always going to come back to bite you.
Yeah, it well, until I just get rid of all of it, which is close.
Exactly. All right, so phone lines are open, folks, as always, 855-752-4842. You can tell us about your Thanksgiving. I hope it was a good one. We've got Bears-Packers, a Bears-Packers weekend. We're going to talk about that when we come back. And we'll read some of your texts, have a few laughs. Folks, it is the merry season. It's here. It's December 1st. Happy Monday, everybody. Coming right back on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight.
Fast away, the old year passes. Ha la 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 la. Hail the new ye lads and lasses. Ha la 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 la. Sing we joyous all together. Ha la 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 la. Heedless of the wind and weather. Ha la 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 la.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
That's Mariah Carey.
More than you could ever
very hard to write a new Christmas song. But that's a good, I love that song.
Oh yeah, this one is a classic for sure.
It really is. And it's like, what, 25 years old maybe?
At most.
Here you go, right here, this part. How are you not happy? See, that's the thing. Like, most people, great choice, Zomers, too. And I told you to pull that because she makes, I might be exaggerating here, Mariah Carey, every holiday season, makes $3 trillion from that song.
Holy crap. Is that her personally?
That's a lot. She puts a lot of it in savings. But no, that song is, it's a great song. That's one I don't really ever get sick of hearing. Now, I don't listen to Christmas music nonstop, but it is officially December 1st, so we can start playing it. So there you go. It is Cyber Monday, folks. So I don't know. Do you partake in any of the Cyber Monday or Black Friday stuff, Zomers?
Yeah, some. Also, quick note. 1994, so it is just over 25 years old, is when All I Want for 30, Christmas Is You came out. But this year for Black Friday / Cyber Monday, I pretty much just got clothes for myself. I didn't really buy anything for anybody else. I didn't go with any of the big retailers like Amazon or anything. Just like, you know, I got a new wool hat and scarf because I don't have a scarf. And I feel like that would be good to have when it's cold.
See, that's what I try to do. I try to actually avoid going to the big websites lately, and it's not really even a political thing. It's just sort of I know there are other people out there that could use the money, whether they're mom and pop places or whatever. But I have a theory. I'm not saying you don't save to a degree on Black Friday or Cyber Monday, but I just think they don't really lower the prices that much. It's like in your head now, it's part of our vernacular or our fabric in America. Oh, big, big savings. You got to shop on Cyber Monday. But I wonder if people really pay attention to what they're spending. I saw a billboard years ago that said, now you can get HBO for $15.99 a month. Like, I'm supposed to go, oh my God, it was the same price it had been. I think HBO is still $15.99 a month. So it's kind of a psychology, I think, behind the consumer aspect, if you will.
Right.
So I try not to shop in those days anyway. I don't deal with crowds, and I don't even want to go online and go to Amazon or anything like that. So, all right. Hey, we've got a good show. I haven't even talked about what great guests we have tonight, but coming up in just a few minutes, folks, from Old World, Wisconsin, their general manager of guest services, Betsy Gasper, will be here to talk about a really cool event at this great museum, Old World, Wisconsin. We have here compliments of the Wisconsin Historical Society. It is the largest historical museum in Wisconsin, and we'll talk to Betsy about a really cool event. She'll be along shortly. And then at 6:10, I'm very excited to welcome a friend of mine who is also in the greater Marinette metropolitan area. Her name is Jane Wells. She will be here talking about the West Shore Chorale concert that is happening this weekend. Jane is the director of this really great group that puts on outstanding shows here in the Marinette area. We get some serious outstanding entertainment here thanks to the West Shore Chorale, which Jane took over a few years ago. She will be here shortly at 6:10, actually. Jane will be here to talk about that. Then my pal Dobie Maxwell will be here. He's performing at Memories Ballroom this weekend in Port Washington. We'll tell you how you can get tickets and where you can go for that. And then our pal Matt Miller will be here to discuss movies and Oscar buzz, holiday films still due to be released as we get ever closer to Christmas. Matt will be here. He is always a blast to talk to. That's at 7:20. So that is a full list of infotainment there, Zomers, if you will. And I need to also get a plug in for if you're in the Madison area this weekend, or you know, maybe you're up for a road trip. Come on down to the Atwood Music Hall Thursday night, December 4th, a screening of a film I made. It's the 20th anniversary screening of The Godfather of Green Bay, a really fun film, if I do say so myself, starring Tony Goldwyn, Lauren Holly, Thomas Lennon, and Lance Barber. They were on the show last week to help promote it. And it's a fun story about a guy who finally gets a shot at The Tonight Show, a guy named Joe Keegan, played by me. Here's the catch, Zomers. You ready for this?
All right.
The audition is at a roadside bar in Wisconsin in the middle of deer hunting season, because that's where the talent scout for The Tonight Show goes every year to deer hunt. So these two guys, a road trip from Los Angeles to Wisconsin to get seen for The Tonight Show, and they meet all kinds of fun small town bar characters. It's going to be a lot of fun. The show starts at 7 at the Atwood Music Hall this Thursday. Doors open at 6, sponsored by Downdrin's Distilling and The John and Gordy Show and WMDX here at Civic Media. John and Gordy will introduce me, and then they will host a question and answer session after the movie. So that will be fun. And the music is by the Bodines. Very Wisconsin film. Hope you can come out. Should be a fun night. Say hello if you do. And I would love to meet you. How are we doing? Are those keywords rolling in, Zomers?
They are. They are coming in. We're also getting a bunch of texts about people's favorite kinds of pie.
I knew. People love pie.
People love food, but especially pie.
This was a home run. And you know what the best thing about pie is, especially after Thanksgiving? I do this all the time. Pumpkin pie for breakfast, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing goes better with a cup of coffee than some pumpkin pie reheated from the night before. It's all good stuff. Did you have leftovers?
Oh, yeah. I had some for lunch today. We also did our Thanksgiving on Saturday, so they're a little fresher than you might expect.
Oh, that's good, because today is supposed to be the last day you're supposed to eat Thanksgiving leftovers. There's a whole etiquette to this, I guess. Our question of the night, what's your favorite pie? Let us know. We're coming right back to talk about Santa Claus and Old World Wisconsin. That's after the news. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Pace ourselves, though, Zomers.
Yeah, that's fair. I just, you know.
I get it. It's December 1st. I'm excited right now. But, like, by tomorrow, I don't want to overdo it. That's all I'm saying. But that's another one of my favorites. I like that one, too. Pete Schwabe and Nightlight here. Welcome, folks. It is Monday. We are finally back on the air, and it is so great to have you here. A really fun week here on Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Lauren Holly will be here on Wednesday night to talk about The Godfather of Green Bay screening I just talked about in Madison. Thursday night, my pal Mike Siegel will be here. We've got Betsy Gasper coming up in just a couple of minutes. And we've got a celebrity chef on the show this week. It's going to be a lot of fun. So make sure you tune in every night here. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite kind of pie? It is National Pie Day. So we're talking about pie tonight. And Lil Irv says, I hate this song. And you know what, Lil Irv? You cannot bring me down, sir. You are one of our best texters. But you know what? I think what we need to do, Zomers, is bring in Betsy and get her take on the Mariah Carey song. What do you think?
I think so. And she's here. All right.
Let's do that. I'm very excited, folks, to welcome to Nightlight from Old World, Wisconsin. She is the General Manager of Guest Services, Betsy Gasper. Betsy, welcome.
Thank you so much. So glad to join you tonight.
No, it's our pleasure. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was fabulous. Lots of turkey, lots of stuffing, you know, all the good stuff.
Oh, you didn't do cheeseburgers this year like I did, or some...
No cheeseburgers.
shoestring potatoes. Come on. Well, that's great. I'm glad to hear that. It is great to have you here. But before I get into all this cool stuff happening at Old World, Wisconsin, I have to ask something very important. Do you have a favorite kind of pie?
I do. I actually, my favorite is chocolate pecan bourbon pie.
Oh, my gosh. Thomas, take a memo.
If you like pecan pie, you got to add some bourbon and some chocolate, and then it is fabulous.
All of those things are standalone delicious. So I would imagine if you roll them all into one, it's outstanding. And I just realized I asked you two questions about food right out of the gate. So you're probably like, why am I here again? But
that's okay.
That's just an icebreaker. We're going to get to everything happening at Old World Wisconsin. It is so fun talking about this museum. We've talked about it several times on Nightlight before. Tell us, Betsy, about Breakfast with Santa, a really cool event you're bringing back as part of your home for the holidays that you haven't done in a while.
We have not. We haven't done it for, we don't actually, we're trying to find the records. We don't know for sure, but it's been more than 10 years since we've had Breakfast with Santa. So we're really happy to bring it back this year.
So what is it? Tell us a little bit about the event itself. Like if we go there, what can you expect? Do you actually eat breakfast with Santa?
Yeah, you sure do. We have a breakfast buffet, so you get all kinds of yummy things, roasted potatoes, French toast, eggs, bacon, sausage, pastries, all kinds of good stuff. And of course, hot chocolate with peppermint whipped cream. Can't forget that. And then Santa is there at the breakfast. So he kind of mingles with everybody. And then there's an opportunity to have your photo taken with Santa. And then for each child who attends, he also brings a special gift.
Wow. It sounds like Santa's going to be doing a lot of eating. Is there more than one Santa? Not that, no spoilers, but...
No, there is one Santa, but I have heard that Mrs. Claus is also coming with him. So maybe she keeps an eye on what he's eating. I'm not sure.
Santa can get, we can fatten him up a little bit leading up to Christmas, but then Mrs. Claus probably keeps after him to maybe hit the treadmill or do some circuit training or something. I'm guessing it's not just a coincidence either that this event takes place in the beautifully rustic, as you describe it, octagonal clausing barn. What is that? This is built in 1897. It sounds really cool. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, definitely. It is one of the oldest barns on our property. It has actually just been completely refurbished in the lower level where our commercial kitchen and our small cafe are. And then the upper level we have used for years for lots of special events. We even have people who have had weddings here. So the top is a big open area with beautiful lighting, and that's where Santa's going to be in the upper level.
Wow, that sounds like so much fun. It's for people that haven't been to Old World Wisconsin, Betsy, can you give us a little background? Like, I've been in Wisconsin for years. I still haven't been there. But every time I read it about it, I'm like, I got to go there. If people haven't been there, how do you sell them on it? What do you tell them to get them to go?
Sure, definitely. Well, we are a historic site, and everything that is here on our property was moved here from other places in Wisconsin. So we tell the story of the people who settled here in Wisconsin. So from Germans to Norwegians, we have a wide variety of ethnic backgrounds that we have buildings from where they settled. So our site is actually celebrating its 50th birthday next year. So we have been around for almost 50 years now. And we are part of the Wisconsin Historical Society, and we're located out in Eagle. If you don't know where Eagle is, we are about 20 minutes from Maquonago, a half an hour from Oconomowoc, or 45 minutes from Lake Geneva.
Wow. And you have over 600 acres. How much of Old World Wisconsin can be visited in a day, or do you need to take 2 days to plan like a weekend or something?
Yeah, it really depends how much you want to see of the property. But we tell most people if they want to see all of our offerings, especially during the summer season when we're open, we recommend 4 to 5 hours time to be able to experience everything that is on our site, as well as take a break and have some food, something to drink, something like that. But 4 to 5 hours is perfect timing for home for the holidays, which is coming up this weekend and the weekend after. We say about 2.5 to 3 hours because all 600 acres is not open for winter, especially with our snow that we just got.
Yeah, right. My guest is Betsy Gasper. She is the manager of guest services at Old World Wisconsin, a great facility, a great museum we have here in Wisconsin. The event takes place December 6th and 7th and 13th and 14th. You still have plenty of time to gather up the kids. Where can people find out more about the event? Your website, I presume?
Yes, they can go to our website. They can just search up Old World Wisconsin, and you can find information about Home for the Holidays. I will put a little perk in for our Breakfast with Santa. I looked right before I got on the phone with you, and we literally have only 4 tickets left. And
what?
That is for this Saturday, the 6th. All other tickets are sold out for Breakfast with Santa, except those 4.
Oh, wow. All right. So let's say people, can they still go to the grounds and check out, is it just the Santa thing that's selling out, or is it the whole Home for the Holidays event?
It is just the Breakfast with Santa. Home for the Holidays still has plenty of tickets available. So Home for the Holidays opens at 10 a.m., whereas the breakfast is at 8. So you can come anytime between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. for Home for the Holidays.
Perfect. This sounds really fun. And I'm taking this off your website. It says, enjoy a sleigh bell jingling horse-drawn wagon ride. $6 a person. Very reasonable, especially with gas prices, what they are. Past garland-draped homes and businesses, and take in the natural beauty of your grounds. How are these houses all on the grounds? Do you go into other neighborhoods? How does this work?
No, they are all on our grounds. So we have like a village that would have been the way that it was set up in the 1890s. So we have a general store, a blacksmith shop, a shoe shop, a few homes, the 4 Mile House, which would have been a stagecoach stop. We also have a semi-modern building where you can get your food and actual more modern restrooms, which is important, and some other buildings in our village area. So the sleigh ride actually goes through our village and allows you to go past those buildings and then see where some of our other events are going on during our Home for the Holidays program.
Why does Christmas seem so much more Christmassy when it's from yesteryear?
No, no, that's a good question. It's just, I think the memories that people cherish with their families, I think it just makes it feel like, you know, more warm and cozy. And so when you, you know, come and experience history in that way, it maybe it connects you to your ancestors or just helps you create your own current family memories.
Great answer. You also have Krampus's Cabin, which I find kind of funny. Would you encourage people to bring their kids there if they have not been so good throughout the course of the year and maybe take them to the Krampus Cabin?
You could definitely. Yeah. Krampus is actually a like German or Austrian character. It's celebrated especially in like the Alps region. And he is kind of the opposite of Santa. He visits children who have been naughty and brings them lumps of coal. And he is like kind of rustic, I guess you would say. His costume includes like coats of goat and sheep fur. He has like a horned mask. He also wears bells so you can hear him when he's coming, but he also carries with him a leather switch because the naughty children need to be reminded that they were naughty.
Is that switch like, you know, for whacking someone? Like what they call like...
Yes.
Or oh,
like
you man.
Would, like normally see somebody like drive horses with? Yes, something like that. Yep. Yep. So Krampus is just to remind those kids to be good.
Here I am talking about this wholesome Christmas and Old World has a bit of an edgy side to it, too. It sounds like.
We sure do. Well, our ancestors from Germany brought this tradition over. So we like to educate people on it and let them learn a little bit kind of about that tradition and where it came from.
Well said. And for those parents who their kids are stressing them out, you can also steer them toward, I hope I'm saying this right, Whitnable's Tavern, family Christmas, styled after 19 or 30s or 40s holiday decor. Tell us about that. You have cocktails there.
We sure do. Yeah, we moved Whitnable's Tavern here to the site last year, and then it was able to open this summer. So it's our first Home for the Holidays with Whitnable's being open. So the tavern will be open for adult beverages during our Home for the Holidays. They're actually serving a hot toddy, which is bourbon and clove and honey, brown sugar. That one sounds very yummy. They're also doing Irish coffees, so coffee, and they'll have a bunch of different flavors of Irish cream. And then if you don't want something hot, you like cool beverages, they're also doing a cherry mule. So with a Wisconsin-made cherry vodka, some ginger beer, and lemon.
Oh, wow. How many parents, and be honest, ask for a double?
It wouldn't surprise me. Yeah. Especially after they're at the breakfast with Santa, maybe on their way out, they'll grab one and walk around the rest of the site.
Right. It's some Bloody Marys with Santa, something like that. All right. So Betsy, any other events coming up at Old World Wisconsin that you can kind of tease or that we should look forward to after the holidays or other events that are holiday related?
Yeah. So after the holidays, we actually close down to the public for a little while just because of the weather. But our most exciting thing is we are actually in the process of building a new welcome center here at Old World Wisconsin. And that will actually open next season. So that will open in May.
Wow.
And we will have a brand new welcome experience as people come in for their ticketing. We'll also have a brand new gift shop and a lot of new restrooms that will double our capacity, which is fabulous. And that will open just in time for our 50th birthday.
Outstanding stuff. Betsy, have great holidays. Thank you so much for your time tonight.
You bet. Have a Merry Christmas.
All right. You too. We are coming right back. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwab. I'm going to give you the keyword again, folks. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
That's not a Christmas tune, is it?
It is not. It is Easy as Pie. Is the tune.
Well done. Well done. That is Aaron Zommers, folks, filling in for Conrad Krieger. Conrad is back from Florida tomorrow. He might be back tonight. He might just be taking a me day, taking a good long swim in Lake Conrad, perhaps. But he will be back tomorrow. Aaron Zommers is in the producer's chair tonight. Always fun to work with Aaron. And it's because he comes up with songs like that, which pertain directly to our question of the night, which is, what is your favorite kind of pie? So let me know, and I will read your text on the radio. Once again, folks, the keyword in tonight's our new text to win, multi-state text to win contest here at Civic Media is Holly, H-O-L-L-Y, Holly. Getting us in the Christmas spirit, in the mood for Christmas. You have to use the app to text in that keyword, and you will be eligible for a prize from our grown-up gift list. Listening all through the next few days. It goes through the 12th. It's a really fun contest. And you could win $200 cash just for texting in the keyword on the app. And you will be automatically enrolled for grand prizes like a brand new snowblower, a stainless steel cookware set, or a portable air conditioner. If you don't have the Civic Media app, highly recommend it. It's free and very easy to get and even easier to use. So our question of the night is, what is your favorite kind of pie? Carrie from Tosa in the 414 says key lime, 100%. Totally agree with you, Carrie. We are kindred spirits. I said the same thing earlier in the show. Well done. Rosemary in the 715 says banana cream. Love banana cream pie. Zommers, you ever had banana cream?
I don't think I have. I have had key lime pie like once and it was very good, but banana cream, I don't think had. I bet I would like it though.
Dude, I'm not trying to tell you what to do or how to run your life, but when this show is over, run to the Madison Fresh Market on University and get yourself some key lime pie. It is dynamite.
If they're open, all right.
If you don't like it, I'll pay for it. Just get something cheap.
I'll tell you, I don't like it.
What? Banana cream is one of those pies, Rosemary, too, that used to freak me out because of the cream and the banana. It just didn't sound that sweet, but it's delicious. As I got older, I developed a serious appreciation for banana cream. Tom from Jackson says strawberry rhubarb, another very popular pie, especially here in Wisconsin. Thank you, Tom. Good to hear from you, buddy. Monica in the 608 says pumpkin is my favorite, but apparently not when I make it. I was only responsible for the pie, and it wasn't edible without Ready Whip because it wasn't sweet. Key lime is my second favorite, but a good key lime pie is hard to find. I got two words for you, Monica. Sarah Lee. That is how unfussy I am about key lime pie. Like, obviously, a fresh one made with real key limes is great, but there are a couple store-bought ones that they're my go-to desserts on cheat days. I recommend it, but I'm sorry about your pumpkin pie there too, Monica. I'm sure you're being too hard on yourself. Brett from the 920 says, my favorite pie, lemon meringue, especially if you walk into a food fight. Summers, what do you make of that text?
You know, I mean, it's got to be one of the top pies to throw at someone's face. It has to be a cream pie.
But here's the thing. When you throw a pie at someone, those are like prop pies and they're mostly whipped cream. I would never do a disservice to the pie community by throwing a lemon meringue pie in someone's face. That's just a waste of good pie. Even if you like the person you're throwing the pie at, it's terrible.
However, if you have, like, you know, if you're limited on options, if you're in a situation that calls for somebody to be pied and you only have a couple pies around, I would pick that over pumpkin or apple.
Yeah. Although pumpkin, you could probably do some damage. That's got some weight.
Yeah. If I don't want to get sued, I'll probably go with the cream one.
Maybe not the way Monica makes it. So, all right. Fair enough, Brett. Thank you, sir. Jim from Brookfield in the 262 says, hi, Pete. I'm right there with you regarding key lime pie. I really enjoy the tangy, sweet citrus taste and creamy texture. Add a buttery graham cracker crust and you have a slice of heaven. I could not have said that better myself, Jim. He says, a distant second is pecan pie, my wife's favorite, but for me, it's a far distant. I'm not here to promote marital instability, Jim. I think there is no right answer, but I do appreciate your text. Don't get in trouble with your wife. Robert from La Crosse says, cranberry walnut pie. Wow, I've never even heard of that. He says, especially the ones made with church ladies in Warrens, Wisconsin. Oh, those church ladies.
I think made by, presumably, not made with as an ingredient.
Yeah. Would you ever go, like, listen, if I thought this pie was that good, it would be enough to probably get me to go to their church.
This particular pie would not, because I am allergic to walnuts. If it weren't for that, yes.
Oh, no. I would even maybe genuflect while buying it at the bake sale. Tyler in the 608 says, Edward's frozen coconut cream cheesecake pie is too good to be true. And then he's got the triple M's, but I wasn't going to do that because I thought people might think I was doing that to Tyler's text instead of him actually texting the good.
So,
and that is exactly what I was trying to think of earlier, was Edward's frozen, because they make a good key lime pie too.
Gotcha. Yeah, I haven't had that one.
Yeah, it's good stuff. All right, so we got the keyword out there. There will be a new one coming at 7 o'clock in the 7 o'clock hour. It is so great to have you here, folks. We've got a really fun show tonight. Back on the air after a long weekend, we just spoke with Betsy Gasper from Old World, Wisconsin. We've got Jane Wells coming up after the news from Marinette. She's the director of the West Shore Corral. She will be here shortly. Dobie Maxwell, Mr. Funny, Mr. Comedian, Mr. Lucky, as they used to call him back in the day. I'll tell you why when he's here. But Dobie is always fun to talk to. And then Matt Miller, Milwaukee film critic, will be here in hour number three. Aaron Sommers riding shotgun for the kid, Conrad Krieger. And our question of the night is, what is your favorite kind of pie? So let us know, and we will read your text on the radio. Folks, it is so great to have you here. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.